All right, strap in everyone, because today we are diving deep into AI music. And not just like, you know, hey, check out this catchy AI jingle kind of way. We're going deeper, way deeper. Think like the economics of it all. Can a computer really make music that people will pay for?
You know, you hit the nail right on the head. There is so much buzz around AI writing symphonies and what have you. But this research paper, the one we are diving into, a comprehensive economic analysis of Oralverse, an AI-driven music generation platform. This one really stood out. It's cutting through all that hype and, you know, getting down to the nitty-gritty, the dollars and cents. Oh, and it was just published September 22nd of this year.
Okay, so fresh insights then. Love it. But this Oralverse thing, it's not just some, like, AI beat maker, right?
Right.
Tell me more about what this Radio Pro LLC is working on.
Oh, no. This is some next level stuff. I mean, we've seen AI make music before. Musenet, Jukebox, all really cool, all impressive in their own right. But Oralverse, they're going for fully produced 2-minute tracks and in all kinds of genres.
For 2 minutes. Okay, so not just those little background music snippets. This is like actual song territory.
Yeah, exactly. And the technology to do it, mind-blowing. Okay, so Oralverse, it boasts over 100 million parameters. It's like the difference between a basic calculator and, you know, like the computer system for a whole city. That's how big this thing is. And get this, they're using that same transformer-based neural network that powers, you know, ChatGPT, that chatbot everyone and their mother seems to be using these days. But here, instead of text, it's composing. It's creating actual melodies, harmonies, rhythms.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm getting this straight. So you're saying they feed this massive library of music, I mean massive, into this crazy powerful AI, and it's not just like memorizing it, it's actually learning how to compose, like how to write in the style of those musicians.
That's it. Imagine teaching a computer not just a few music phrases, but like the whole language of music. Oralverse, it analyzes everything, the little nuances, the patterns, the emotions behind every single note, and then it takes all that and uses it to create something totally new. It's like giving a computer the superpower to understand and create music the way we do.
Okay, so we've got this, like, super-powered AI composer just cranking out tunes hit after hit. I mean, at this point, is it game over for us humans?
You know, it's funny you should say that. That's actually where this paper takes a really interesting turn. It actually emphasizes that human touch is still super important.
Really? So it's not just let the AI do its thing?
No, no, not at all. It's all about this back and forth, this collaboration. They call it curation, and it's a huge part of what makes Oralverse so unique.
Curation?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about how that works.
So imagine this. The AI generates a whole batch of tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a team of expert listeners, I'm talking actual musicians, producers, the real deal, they come in and listen to everything.
It's like sending your music off to get critiqued, but like times a thousand.
Yeah, and we're not talking about just a thumbs up or down here. They go deep, evaluating originality, genre, even the emotional impact of the music.
They're really putting this AI through the ringer, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's rigorous. But here's the best part. All that feedback, it doesn't just disappear. It actually gets fed right back into the system.
Wait, so the AI is learning from these music pros, like actually getting better based on their feedback?
Exactly. It's constantly evolving, refining its style.
That is wild. I mean, one thing that really stuck out to me in the paper was this emphasis on originality.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. Imagine thinking you found this totally unique sound and then bam, copyright lawsuit. These curators, they're like originality detectives. They have to be super vigilant about making sure the AI isn't accidentally plagiarizing.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want to get caught in any legal battles over there. But okay, all this is amazing, the tech, this whole human element. But gotta ask, this has got to be costing them a fortune, right?
That's the thing about cutting-edge tech, isn't it? It's not just about the creativity, the economics of it all. That's where things get really interesting.
Okay, let's talk money. I mean, gotta be honest, this all sounds pretty expensive.
Yeah, no, you're definitely not wrong about that.
So what are we talking ballpark? How much to get Oralverse up and running?
All right, brace yourself, because this number, it's a doozy. Initial setup cost, $2.22 million.
Wait, whoa, hold on. Millions.
You heard that right.
Okay, I knew AI research was pricey, but dang, what's going into that massive price tag?
Well, remember those GPUs we talked about? Those aren't cheap. Plus, it's not like they can just feed the AI any old music. Got to be high quality, got to be legal. Data licensing is its own beast. And of course, you've got the team, developers, the engineers, those expert listeners who are curating everything.
Right, right. All the behind the scenes folks. Okay, so 2.22 million just to get started. But what about keeping the lights on, so to speak? What's it cost to run this thing year after year?
Okay, so that's what this paper gets really into, the nitty-gritty of the economics of AI music. Those GPUs, they're power hungry. We're talking thousands of dollars a year just on electricity to keep this thing running.
Oh, wow. Yeah, hadn't even considered the electric bill.
And then there's the data storage, the software updates. Imagine a recording studio that never sleeps. That's kind of what we're dealing with here.
Okay, so millions up front, thousands every year, just to keep the music playing. I mean, is this even sustainable? Can you actually make money with AI music?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And this paper doesn't shy away from that at all. One thing they point out, the cost per track for Oralverse, it's actually crazy low, like around $253.
Really? $253 a track?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be way cheaper than doing it the traditional way.
Oh, yeah, we're talking thousands of dollars less. Easy. That's where things get interesting.
They'd have to sell a ton of music to make that work, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about the quantity. The music has to be good. People have to want to listen to it, to use it, to license it.
So it all comes back to the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think AI music can really compete?
That's the big question, isn't it? I mean, think about it. The AI is learning. It's getting better all the time. What happens when it starts making music as good as, or even better than, what we humans can create?
That is mind-blowing. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the fascinating and surprisingly complex world of AI music and Oralverse.